This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 4th, brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, stock markets tumbled again today in reaction to fear over President Trump's tariff announcement this week. Some members of Congress considering reeling in the president's trade actions. Senator John Thune, the majority leader, is on the record for not supporting tariffs, but has said, like other leaders, he would give President Trump the benefit of the doubt. This week's AgriPulse Newsmakers guest is North Dakota Senator John Hovind. Despite the financial and commodity market fallout, Hovind tells host Lydia Johnson, President Trump is attempting to solve major trade issues and other top issues for the nation.
The first is reciprocity, getting fair treatment for our exporters, whether it's manufacturers, producers, farmers, ranchers, whoever, getting fair treatment. That's what reciprocity is all about. But then also the others would be national security issues like, again, stopping the flow of fentanyl into this country, or, for example, making sure that we have basic industries that we need for national security. And then the third is making sure that we're developing jobs and opportunities and growing our economic base here at home.
Hovind acknowledges the move does put farmers in a tough spot.
And I've already talked to Secretary of Ag, Brooke Rollins. We've already been talking about if there are things that we need to put in place to try to mitigate some of those impacts.
Senator Hovind wouldn't speculate on how long those tariffs would stay in place, but he says Washington will be at the ready.
All I can do is tell you, look back at MFP. We did two rounds of MFP in the first go-around, in the first Trump administration, got our farmers through Chinese retaliation, particularly soybeans, corn, some of those commodities that, you know, we ship directly to them in a very substantial way.
In the big picture, Hovind says Congress needs to meet a much overdue policy objective.
The other thing that's really important is that we do everything we can to set up successfully getting a farm bill in place as soon as possible and getting the right kind of farm bill, one that has that countercyclical support for our producers, which means updating reference prices in ARC PLC so that we have a good countercyclical safety net and enhancements to crop insurance, the number one risk management tool for all our producers. We also do some things for livestock producers, ranchers as well. And that has to be part of it.
Responding to critics, Hovind says neither he nor Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman want to rob funds from nutrition to pay for farm risk management tools.
We're not cutting food stamps. We do want better accountability in there. A good work requirement that makes sense. That's good for everybody. I mean, that helps people, reach, self-fulfillment. So we make sure folks that need help get that help, but ultimately they're better off, if they can work and provide for themselves and their families. That's the American way. That's just good common sense that everybody should embrace.
Hovind also says streamlining government is a task that is long overdue.
DOGE has identified various waste, fraud, and abuse and savings and so forth. And clearly we had situations where folks run a payroll and they weren't even coming into work and all those kinds of things. We have issues of productivity where, you're using outdated systems and all kinds of things that drive up cost and actually detract from good service to the American citizens. So it's really about updating all those things, and it's a process.
In the end, Hovind says it's cabinet secretaries who have the final say on staff reductions. Newsmakers is available now at AgriPulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. As the voice of the growers and processors who make frozen fruits, vegetables, and prepared foods, Abby is visiting Capitol Hill this week to share how frozen food is a partner in creating nutrition policy solutions. Freezing locks in the taste and nutrition of foods and provides many food choices for different needs, whether fruits and vegetables or just like home and restaurant style meals. Learn more at www.frozenadvantage.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.